I shall lift a voice in praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out, sir.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of rescue.
Lift up your right hand wherever you are. Lift up your two hands and close your eyes. Just thank the Lord. Open your mouth and say, Lord, touch me this morning. Touch my spiritual life. Touch my financial life. Touch my health, my body. Touch me. Come on, open your mouth and ask for a touch from the Lord this morning. Ask for a touch from the Lord. Barakata barakadeka barakata.
Hallelujah.
Ask the Lord to touch you as His word comes. Ask the Lord to touch you as His word comes. Ask the Lord to touch you as His word comes.
Amen. Hallelujah.
My life is available.
My life is available.
Please touch me.
Please touch me.
Perform a miracle for me.
Perform a miracle for me.
Make a way for me.
Make a way for me.
Where there is no way.
Where there is no way.
Come through for me.
Come through for me.
Before it is too late.
Before it is too late.
Change my story.
Change my story.
Give me a new song.
Change my story.
Give me a new song. Please change my story and give me a miracle. Open your mouth and pray that prayer right now.
Come on,
pray that prayer right now.
Rakete koto braskete grebis. Ikata brasto fenele gede regede. Ikapali osto brandas kubreshe gede gede. Lekete brosha bi akosta brashe ne regede lebe lebe. Rata da da rekete zufra da bi osko brandes. Melios kapali osha da da ba. Our lives are available, oh Lord, this morning. Our lives are available, Father, that you will impact our lives, that you will transform our lives, that you will deliver our lives, oh Lord, and glorify our lives in the name of Jesus. Our lives are available for the transformation by your word this morning. Let the word that proceed the mouth of the man of God, oh Lord, bring us life, bring us deliverance, bring us transformation, impact our life, bring us glory, bring us life, in the mighty name of Jesus.
All the same, your name.
Wherever you are standing, lift up your two hands and sing it. Listen, I don't want you to live here like you came. So I don't want you to go through this service casually. Don't go through this service without an expectation. Men bahan mwa we ninda sheso. Men ma sorry aye ninda sheso. I want you to expect. Kachia nyan kupon se abra nyan nan sem ebe onfen esan kam. Tell the Lord that as his word comes to you, he should change something in your life. I don't know what it is, but it should change something. It should give you a new story, a change of life. In the name of Jesus, lift up your two hands and worship the Lord.
From the rising of the sun,
oh yes, Lord,
to the setting of the sea, your name.
Let's worship. Come on, let's worship. Come on, you are singing it. Shall I regain?
All over in this place, all over in this place, the power of the Lord, Shaka, Rakatatatatata, Shakapa, Radadadadadadadad, Shakatatatatata, Manananananana, Ossus, watch out, Barakatatatata, Ossus, watch out, Kade, Barakadu, Shaka, it is happening, chains are breaking, chains are breaking, miracles, deliverance, everywhere. Ossus, watch out. Parades, Kata, bring them forward. Kadada Baha, bring them forward. Ikata, Radada, Sheke, Baru Sati, Fila Bade, Barikadu, Shaba, Radada Barakata, bring the same. Your freedom is here. Your healing is here. Your deliverance is here. Lift up your two hands. 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 Your miracle is here. Your deliverance is here. Your breakthrough is here. Your favor is here. The reign of His glory. The reign of His glory. Where you are standing, the reign of His glory. Receive. Receive, receive, receive right now. Shakapa, rakatatatatata barakata, rakataka barakate, rakatatatata barakate, shakapa rakata, rakatate, rakatata barakata, rikate, shakapa. Close your eyes. Oil is pouring on the mouth, the lips of some people here. I see oil being poured. And the Lord says, I am satisfying here with good things. Hold him over there. Hold him, the oil of the Lord. The oil of the Lord. I see it in the spirit. Bring the gentleman, bring her. Bring the lady there. The oil of the Lord is pouring on some people. Ministry gifts. Ministry gifts. The goodness of life is pouring on some people. Right now. Right now. By the count of three. Good things. Good things. Good things. Of favor. Of marriage. Of opportunities. Of ministry. Receive. 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 Bring them from the back. Bring them from the back. Bring them from the back. Ra-da-da-da-da. I will satisfy you with good things. He satisfied my mouth with good things. Ratata, Renene, Shaka Barakata, Lekata Baraka, Lekata Tata Shaka. Lift it up. Lift it up. Lift it up. The power of the Lord. The power of the Lord. The power of the Lord. Hold there. Hold there from there. Bring it down. Shaka. Radadadada barakata. Lekete. Baradadadada bahas. Lededededede. Don't be a spectator. Don't be watching. Lift up your two hands. Ask the Lord to visit you this morning. Ask the Lord to visit you.
In this place,
yes, Lord.
I see something like a cage that is open. It's a cage. It's a cage. It's a cage. Every cage you find your life in. Every cage of your destiny. Every family related cage that you have been in prison. Where you are standing. The power of the Lord. The angel of the Lord is right here with you. He's holding your hands. 1, 2, 3. You are coming out. 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 Says, what's out? You are coming out. Rakata kabarakata.
Jesus.
Rakata
da
rakata. The cage is open.
Yes.
The cage is open.
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 And right now,
an angel is holding your hands.
Oh yes.
Oh, an angel is holding your hands.
An angel is holding your hands.
An angel is holding you.
Yes, Lord.
An angel is holding you.
In the name of Jesus.
An angel is holding you.
In the name of Jesus.
An angel is touching you.
Yes, Lord.
An angel is holding you.
Angel.
Now.
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 Now. Receive. 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 The glory of the Lord is changing your destiny.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon you.
My dear, things are going to change after today. Things are going to change after today. Because I see a mighty angel standing by you. And all that I see the angel doing is that he's blowing a wind around you. And as the wind is blowing, some things are turning. Some things are being carried away. Right now. In the name of Jesus. Take it. Power. Shaka. Right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. Changing. Changing. It's changing. It's changing. It's changing. Yes. You are free. You are free from that prison gate. Everybody lift up your two hands.
Hey!
There is a creature that is stepping out of somebody. I see a creature stepping out of somebody's life. A creature. That creature has been responsible for that predicament and that issue in your life. But as we sang, I saw that creature stepping out of your body, stepping out of your life, stepping out of your spirit. And right now, whoever you are, I stretch out my hands in the spirit. You are free. You are free. The creature is coming out. The creature is coming out. The creature is coming out. One, two, three. He's out. He's out. He's out. He's out. He's out. He's out. You are free. You are free. You are free. You are free. Clap your two and shout, I am free. That sickness is over. That affliction is over.
Amen.
That harassment, molestation at night is over.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Lift up your two hands and thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for visiting you this morning. Thank the Lord for visitation. Thank the Lord for his visitation. Out of her life. Out of her life now, 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 now. Let her go, let her go, let her go free. Her marriage will appear. You cannot marry her. You cannot stop her. Barakatasha, ratada, ratada, ratada. Take it. Power, 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 power. The power of the Lord. Receive. Receive, receive, receive out of her. Bring her to me. Every creature on the inside of you, bring her. Bring this lady. Every creature out of her. Oil out of her. The power of the Lord. Every creature that is harassing your life and your destiny, out. Out, 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 out. I curse you. Let her go. Let her go. He who the Son shall make free is free forever. He who the Son shall make free is free forever. Loose. Loose your hold. Loose your hold. Loose your hold. Loose your hold. He who the Son shall make free is free forever. I break your hold right now. Take it. Baradash. Receive. Receive the power of the Lord. Receive it in the name of Jesus. The power of the Lord. Receive deliverance. Receive favor. Receive deliverance. You are moving power. You are next level. Power of the Lord. Power of the Lord. Power of the Lord. Power, power, power.
Receive, receive, receive. Come on. Barakata. Power. Take it, take it, take it, take it. Take it. Receive it. Receive it. It's for you. It's for you. The power of the Spirit. Receive it.
Every lady lift up her two hands. And every man as well. You just lift up her two hands. Just lift up her two hands. The Lord is telling me that he's setting certain people free from spiritual molestation in the spirit that visits you to molest you in your bed, to molest you at night, to molest you. And afterwards, everything of yours becomes scattered. Some of you end up sick. Some of you end up losing opportunities. Lift up your two hands. That spiritual ring and arrangement is beginning to catch fire now. Yes, right now. I open the floodgates of heaven. Ushers, watch them. Watch them. Watch them. I open the floodgates of heaven. Whoever has been visited, whoever has been molested, whoever a spirit come to sleep with you in your dream, lift up your two hands. The ring is catching fire. The ring is catching fire. By the count of three. 1, 2, 3, 4. Shaka barakata. Shaka da 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 da. Take them forward. Take them forward. Barakatesha. Eakatata. Rada de de. Eakatata. Barakatesha. Eakatata.
You're a water that never runs dry.
I'm free. See, I'm free.
I'm free. I'm free.
See, I'm free.
I'm free.
Every arrangement that is for your demotion, I change it. Shakabarakatash. Every arrangement in your father's house that is to your disadvantage, I break it now. I declare your greatness will appear. That star of favor that just fell on you, it will show. 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 There is a star that is falling on some people here. Bring him to me. Bring him. There is a star that is falling on some people's head. Oh, something has landed on your forehead. Take it. 1. Take it. 2. Take it. 3. Receive. Receive. Take it forward. There is a star that just fell. There is a star. That is a star. Receive it now. Your forehead is shining. Your star is shining. Your star. That gentleman received a restoration. A restoration. A restoration. A restoration. Yes. This gentleman just got a restoration. Whatever you lost is restored back. It's restored back. A white file has been handed over to somebody. A white document of your own property, of your future, of your next level has been given to you. Receive your contract. Receive your contract. Receive your restoration. Receive your power. Receive. A white document.
Oh, yes.
A white document.
Yes, Lord.
A white document. A white document.
White document.
Has been handed over to you.
In the name of Jesus.
It bears your name.
Yes.
It bears your name.
Yes.
It bears your name.
Yes.
It bears your name.
Bears your name.
It is a key to your restoration.
Oh, yes.
It's a sign that you are getting back what you lost.
In the name of
your
Jesus.
Your contract is coming.
Yes, Lord.
Your opportunity is coming.
Yes, Lord.
Your door is opening.
In the name of
receive
Jesus.
It in the name of Jesus.
I receive it.
Receive it in the name of Jesus.
I receive it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Oh,
Help her, help her. Lift up your two hands. Oh yes, thank you, Jesus. Their way is cleared. Their way is cleared. Their way is cleared. Your Goliath is giving way. Your Goliath is giving way.
Someone to pass.
Amen. Receive it.
You don't understand what I'm saying. A giant just stepped aside.
Thank you, Jesus.
A giant that have been standing in your way. That any time you try to make an attempt, you come back. You try to make an attempt, they resist you. I see that giant step away for you.
Amen.
And I prophesy, your way is cleared.
Amen.
Let your amen be the loudest. Your way is clear.
Amen.
Your path is clear.
Amen.
Your way is clear.
Amen.
Your path is clear.
Amen.
Your Goliath has cleared off.
Amen.
Your Goliath has cleared off.
Amen.
Your Goliath has cleared off.
Amen.
Receive. 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 Shout and receive it 3 times. Clap your two ones together in celebration. Thank you, Jesus. At long last,
amen.
You will step back into school.
Yes.
At long last, you will go back to your husband's house. At long last, you will get married as was opposed to your plans.
Amen.
At long last, your traveling door is open.
Yes.
At long last,
oh, yes.
You have received an appointment letter.
You have received an appointment letter.
At long last, a proposal has landed.
Yes, Lord.
At long last, a shop has been handed over to you.
Yes.
At long last,
oh, yes.
Your dreams are manifested.
In the name of Jesus.
The Goliath has stepped away.
Amen.
Your Goliath has stepped away.
Amen.
You are moving forward.
Yes, Lord.
You are moving forward.
Yes, Lord.
You are moving forward. Shout, I am the
one.
Shout, I am the one.
I am the one.
Shout, I am the one.
I am the one.
Clap your two hands and celebrate. If you believe it, take a seed and come and sow it on the altar quickly. If you believe what God has done for you this morning, come and raise an offering on it. Raise a sacrifice on it quickly. It's very prophetic. When God reveals himself, you must build an altar on him. When the father of Samson realized that this was the angel of the Lord, he built an altar. When Jacob said, God was here, I didn't know, he built an altar. Anytime God manifests himself, you must be very prophetic to build an altar. Senyami dan we disana o so we entem na udi bibi etosu eman yankopon udi bibi bo afori eman yankopon. It doesn't matter how much, what you can do. Just come and sacrifice right now. Come and sacrifice. The Lord has healed somebody's hand. There is somebody here, your hand has been paining you from your shoulder downwards, but the Lord has healed you right now. The Lord has healed you. You can check that hand and you see that it's gone. Lift it up and move it down and check it. and say, thank you, Jesus. You see that you are relieved. You see that you are healed. That hand has been healed. That hand has been healed. Whatever the sickness is, you are healed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise. Clap your two hands together. Take back your seat. Take back your seat. God bless you. Steps, practical steps to spiritual maturity. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. Say practical steps to spiritual maturity. We started that last week. We said number one is what? Giving yourself to the word of God. Word addiction. Committed daily commitment to the word of God. Daily commitment to the word of God. 1 Peter 2:2. As newborn babies desire the sincere milk of the word. So that you will grow. That means that growth will never be in view if the word of God is out of place. You cannot take the word of God out of your life and experience spiritual maturity. No. As newborn babies, in other words, just as babies like milk, so must you like the word of God. It is the secret of their desire to, or their desire for milk is the secret to their growth. That's why babies always they are growing. The reason is because every few minutes they are drinking milk. Babies don't have 3 square meals. Tell the one by you, babies don't eat 3 times a day. They can eat like 10 times, 15 times. Their stomach is small. So they can't eat. So they eat every now and then. They are eating. small. Now that is how our love for the word of God must be. If we are going to grow. The Bible says that I commend you, Acts 20:32, to the word of God. I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up. That means which is able to cause you to grow. Advise the one by you that you cannot grow beyond your love for the word. Your consistency with the word of God will reflect in your maturity. I'm trusting God that this week some of you did well to read your Bible. How many of you tried? You studied the word. Clap your two hands for the Lord. Let it be your behavior, your attitude, your character as a newborn baby's desire the word. Colossians 3 says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Like orange, when we press you, let the word of God come out to you. Be rich in the word. Be rich. When somebody provokes you, you open your mouth. Let words of life come out. So be sure. Let scriptures come out. Tell somebody, be rich in the word of God. Let your heart be full of the word. It's like you keep eating it out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth. We said number two, daily commitment to a prayer life.
Yes, there does mean you say, I bring your baby and pompire.
A personal prayer life. That for you to look like Jesus, you must spend time with Jesus. I hear people tell me a lot. Your pastor, he behaves like you. That your pastor, he preaches, he talks like you.
He looks like you.
But he said,
I hear that a lot. The reason is because those people you are talking about, they have spent years with me. They've worked with me for years. One of them, the one who has been preaching the past weeks when I'm not around. He has followed me since 2013. He has followed me since. He never knew he could be a pastor. He was not a serious Christian when I found him. He was just living his life when he started following me. And I started talking to him, witnessing to him, preaching the word of God to him, taking stroll with him. Then I'll go back to school, then I'll come back. Then we'll continue. He's been with me for years. There wasn't anything like church. He was just my disciple. Now, I get what I'm saying. So he has followed. There are days I'll be teaching him in my singlet and my boxes. Because we are in the room alone together. That is how close he is to me. That is why you hear him teach and you say that he teaches like pastor. He behaves like pastor. Anybody you spend time with, you look like the person. That is why Bible says that your company or your association can determine what follows you or what you become. Association will destroy your good manners. Who you associate with determines what associates with you. Jesus said, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. So the people you spend time with will determine how your life will become. You spend time a lot with Jesus in prayer, you start growing and looking like him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't you see that if you are around someone, you see, if you sit around someone who has a very strong perfume, maybe you sat in his car with a very strong perfume, and you drove for like 1 hour with him, when you get down from that car and you move to other people, they will smell the person's perfume on you. If they know that perfume, they will say, have you been with so so and so? That's how come certain wives are to catch cheating husbands. Because they know their
perfumes.
So when you go and finish the cuddling and the hugging and you come home, the perfume of the other person is on your body. So once they come to you, hello honey, you get close, but they will smell another perfume. Who you spend time with,
determines
what smears on you. If you spend time with someone who has grace, you will carry grace. If you spend time with somebody who is possessed with demons, don't be surprised. Demons will fill your life. I pray for you that may you be very selective when it comes to your association.
Amen.
I said, may you be choosy. When it comes to the people you hang out with. Because it can affect what you become. Now, that is why praying can make you mature. Because for 1 hour, you are in your room. You are praying with the presence of the Lord.
You are praying with Jesus.
You
are praying with the Holy Ghost. The presence of God will be around you. That is when you come out of your closet, you start smelling like God. You will start behaving like Jesus. You will carry presence around you. People will see you, they will ask you that it looks like there's something about you. It looks like there's some kind of peace around you. It looks like there's some kind of sweet sense around you. When demons meet you, see that they are running. When you enter into a service, you see that the service may be dry, but the moment you pick the mic, the service will change. Because you are carrying a presence you have released. Are you getting what I'm saying? A life of prayer is a key to becoming like Jesus.
Clap your two hands
for that. That is why when you went to the Sunday school, you were taught, if you want to grow, read your Bible and pray.
And every day.
The Bible said in Acts 2:42 that they continued steadfastly in apostles' doctrine, in fellowship, and in breaking of bread and in prayers. That's how they grew. Mark 1:35 says, early in the morning, Jesus rose up, went into the solitary place alone, and he prayed. As a beginner, try 15 minutes every day. Later, grow into 30 minutes every day. And then later, you grow into 1 hour. Do half in the morning, do half in the evening. See how your life will transform. And for some of you, you have to start learning how to pray midnight prayer. Alone with God. Not the one that you are praying with another group. They will tell you what to pray. I'm talking about alone with God. That was the secret of Jacob's breakthrough. Alone with God. That's where the Spirit makes you pray what he wants you to pray. Not what another person is saying you should pray. Are you getting what I'm saying? Clap your two hands for that. Tell the one by you, develop a life of prayer. How many of you have started that? How many of you have started that? Before you go to work, before you sleep, in the middle of the day, you should have a time of prayer. Then today, number three. Walk in love. That's what I wanted to do last week, but I stopped. Walk in love. Amen. Ephesians 4:15. It is one of the ways that we grow. When we walk with the Lord in the light of his word, all the glory, come on, sing it, shares on our way while we do his good will. He abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. Trust and obey.
The things I'm teaching you, if only you obey.
For there's no,
if only you obey. That's the, that's all. And I'll finish this today. I'm finishing the series. But whether you obey or not, a year by this time, we will see the difference.
To trust and obey.
Oh,
trust and obey.
Oh,
for
there's
no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.
Clap your two hands for the Lord. Alright, so Ephesians 4:15. But speaking the truth in love,
may grow up in all things into him. Say, grow up in all things into him. Have you seen the meaning of maturity? Growing up in all things. Emotionally. How you manage your emotions. Small thing, you are angry. Emotionally. Psychologically, what you think. Physically. Behaviorally. How you behave. This is what we call maturity. He said, grow up in all things into him. He is the pattern. Tailors have patterns. Did you use a pattern to sew this one for me? You use a pattern. He's one of my fashion designers. He sold this dress. He sold this dress with a pattern. That's why all my dresses look alike. I have two fashion designers. They have a pattern. Elder Alote and then.
Elder Alote and then.
They have a pattern. And I tell them, I want to look the same every day. So don't go and do any gracious anything. It's a pattern. There's a pattern. So we grow into the pattern. We cut according to the pattern. You must grow. Don't define your own Christianity. We have not sent you. There's a pattern. There's a pattern. You are not the one to tell us how Christianity should be. You can't use your lifestyle to bring a new way of Christianity. Jesus is the pattern.
Yes,
all of us must grow into him. The other one, by you grow into Jesus, not your pastor. Tell him, grow into Jesus, not your pastor. Your pastor is not the pattern. Your pastor is not. He is copying Jesus. So you too, you can copy Jesus. And as long as he copies Jesus, he also copies Jesus, there will be similarities between
you.
Don't copy your shepherd. Don't copy your mother. We are copying Christ. We are going into him. Amen.
Amen.
Now that part of the verse is very important to me.
Yes, that verse no one.
Because a lot of you are growing into your spiritual mother. You are growing into one leader you are under in the church. You have to be very careful, because if you miss it, you will miss it. But ultimately, we must grow into Christ.
I was saying, who
is the head of the church? Amen. Clap your two hands. Now, but how do we mature into Christ? Aside the word of God and aside prayer. The key virtue is love. Everybody say love. Oh, everyone say love. Everyone say love. It is true. And you see, the hardest thing, the hardest way to grow into Christ, is what I'm talking about. There are people who are very religious. They can read their Bible in the morning, afternoon, evening. There are people who are very religious. They can pray 5 minutes, morning, five, afternoon, five. Like they are like Muslims. They can pray 5 times a day. There are people who are very religious. If you tell them that, oh, the way to grow is to read my Bible and pray, get ready. They will do it for you. But sometimes you'll be reading your Bible, you'll be praying, and so you will not grow into Christ. The reason is because you are going to be tested. What you are reading will be tested. The things the Lord has told you in prayer will be tested. And the number one test that the Lord brings to people for maturity is the test of love. Say the test of love. I can't hear you at all. Say the test of love. Say the test of love. It is through our loving people that we develop into the image of Christ.
Write it down.
Through our loving people, we begin to look like Jesus. They were nailing him, killing him, beating him, yet he said, Father, forgive them. For they don't know what they are doing. Can they be killing you? Can they be nailing you? Can they be hurting you? And still, you will show love to them. And still, you will forgive them. It is the hardest thing to do. To be hurt by the people that you love. But it is the surest way to start looking like Jesus. Listen to
me.
Jesus said, by this all yes. men will know.
Jesus said,
that you are my students. That you look like me. That you are my disciples. By this, all men will know when you love one another. The world love those who love them. Everybody follow me. I said, the world, the people in the world, they love those who love them. True or not true? If you wish somebody birthday, you also expect the person to wish you birthday. You give somebody present, the person gives you present. Is it not easy? Is it not easy to love people like that? Is it not easy to love someone who showed you love? Yes. So it is very easy to be loyal to someone who is loyal to you, to love someone who loves you.
So,
if you love someone who loves you, what have you done? If you do good to people who have done good to you, what's
exceptional?
Come on, are you listening to me? That brother did you good, and all the rest of your life you are doing good to that person. You've done nothing. Or when you look at the person can return that favor, so you do a favor for the person, knowing that 2 years after, when you are also there, the person will return the favor. Jesus says that this is what will distinguish us from the world, that we love one another, we love even those who do us evil.
Jesus said, when the best
is the hardest thing. Even me as a pastor, is the hardest thing for me. But the earlier we recognize that this is the way to be looking like, this is the way to mature. If God wants to help you to mature, he will allow people to offend you and will expect that you forgive them and you manifest the traits of Jesus. This is how you grow. The people that have offended you in your office, it is an opportunity for you to forgive them and to grow up. The people who have offended you in your family, that auntie, that sister, that father, that mother, that friend, the people who have offended you, your opportunity to forgive them is what gives you an opportunity to grow up. You are unable to forgive them, you are not growing. You forgive them no matter how painful it is, you are growing. Growth is a conscious effort. Growth into Christ is a difficult effort. Ask the one by you, are you ready to forgive them? You may never know the question you are asking them. They know what you are asking. Are you ready to forgive them?
Why you want 27 one born children?
Are you ready to good to do good to them even though they did evil to you?
Why want you say one papa and po everyone?
Jesus says that bless those who curse you.
Trust them, say, she don't want to
do
me.
Do good to those who do you evil.
Now you want your papa ever want to employ your body.
The reason is because that is how you will be different from the people in the world. The people in the world, they cannot do that. It's impossible. But you and I, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us.
That's the difference between we and the world.
And only at that time, I want Jane any area.
So don't say, hey, upon all what she did to you, you are forgiven her. It is because you have the love of Christ. You are not like them. That is how to grow up. It is when you are making attempts to love the unlovable that you are allowing the image of Christ in you to grow. I don't know how best I can explain it to you. But are you getting what I'm trying to say? Hello, are you getting what I'm trying to say? I'm saying that it's in your attempt to love the people who don't love you. The people who have offended you. The people who have hurt you. It is in your attempt to love them that you show the virtue of Christ. That you prove to the Lord that you are growing. Your inability to forgive. Your inability to let go. Your inability to say it is okay. Is what is keeping you from growing. The Bible says, go back to the Ephesians. Speaking in love, may grow up in all things into Him. You cannot grow minus love. You cannot grow minus love. That is why people will not stop offending you. Because you must continue to grow up. I said what? People will not stop. Tell the one by you, people will not stop offending you. The earlier you accept that reality, the better. I have come to the time of my life where I've accepted that people will keep offending me. It's difficult, but I've accepted it. That people will continue to offend me. That I'll do good to people, they'll pay me back with evil. But I have an opportunity to grow up. To keep looking like Jesus. Or to allow it to stop me from growing further. The Lord is watching. You have an opportunity. People will not stop offending you. Your wife will offend you. Your husband will offend you. Your friends will offend you. Your colleagues will offend you. People in your workplace will offend you. Your mates at school will offend you. But in all the offense, you are getting the opportunity. The underlying word is the opportunity. If they didn't offend you, you wouldn't have needed to laugh. And once you are not laughing, you cannot grow up. But when they offend you, and you have become angry, now you have an opportunity to either allow the character of Jesus to show by saying, Father, forgive him. Father, forgive her. For they don't know what they are doing. Or you will call down fire to come and consume them. And to come and kill all of them. The choice is yours. Clap your two hands. The choice is yours. Lift up your hand and say, help me to grow. Lift up your hand and say, help me to love my neighbor. Help me to love the unlovable. Help me. Help me to love the unlovable. Amen.
Amen.
By this shall all men know that you are my disciples. If you love one another. Number 4.
Nine.
I say most of the time when we say forgive people,
they will
say, oh, I've forgiven.
Oh,
but in your heart, you know you have not.
You
know you are angry. Say that your face has changed. Your countenance has fallen. The moment you know your face cannot smile the way you used to smile.
and you are not as cheerful as you used to be, it's an indication that you have not forgiven. It's an indication that you have not let go. It's an indication that you are not walking in love. Withdrawal from the people does not mean you are forgiven. Hello?
Hello?
Are you getting what I'm saying?
What did yourself open?
Withdrawal from the person is a sign that you have not forgiven them. It's a sign that you are not walking in love. If you say you are forgiven, why have you withdrawn? If you say you are forgiven, why do you see him and do your face like you will not laugh, you will not frown? You will not frown, you will not smile.
It's
like your face is indifferent.
That's when you want them.
Before, you would have been smiling. But when you are offended, you try to control yourself to be disciplined and to be neutral. Am I speaking the word of God? It's a sign that you were a baby. It's a sign that you were a child. A child can never be hurt without you knowing. You will know it. It takes maturity to be hurt and still move on as if nothing happened. But once a child is hurt, you will know it. You will know it. And that is how it is. Passivity. See that you become passive. If you used to work in the church, you see that now you are cold towards the work you are doing in the church. Now they are looking for you, they will not find you. Now when they meet you, they expect that Charlie, we are working together. You make your face some way. Oh, why didn't you come for rehearsal? I was busy. You give straight answers. How are you? I'm fine. Why didn't you come? I'm busy. Hello, hi. You are not walking in love. You say you are forgiving, but you have not. You say you are okay, but you are lying. You are not okay. And you see, let me tell you, if you don't heal quickly, what you are feeling will lead you down the gutter. I'm telling you. It will make you drink with the pigs in the gutter. Even though you are supposed to be a prince, even though you are supposed to be
prince,
great,
and I said, what's your
to lead you down? It looks very innocent, but it will lead you down. That thing called I'm okay.
Me okay.
Meanwhile, you are not.
When you okay,
ask the one by you. Are you the one?
Said, "What?"
And tell him, walk in love. Walk in real love. Real love. Not a fake one.
And the fake one.
The one I say I'm okay. Amen.
Amen.
Listen, I'm not a fool. I'm not a fool. I know people who are offended. And people who are not offended.
Anyone I will be free.
I'm not a fool. Every wise man who knows you will know when you're offended and you're not. And the people I'm very, very careful about are people I know who are offended.
And I want to show me who you want to pay. I want to mean one second.
People I know that I did something they didn't like, or I took a decision they didn't like. Those people, I write their name down.
Sound of me throw within two.
And I watch them carefully.
Let me show one year.
Because I'm not stupid. I'm not David though. That I will let them rise up and fight me in the future. Until I see that they are healed. Until I see that now they are okay. I will not give you my back to stop. I'm not from a chief
mouth. Now they say,
I'm not David. I've learned from David. So if you are offended in the church, heal quickly. Tell yourself that, Lord, I think I'm not happy with this, but help me to overcome. Heal it, because if you don't heal it, it will lead you out of the church. It's just a matter of time. And people like me, I will not set myself up and behave as if you are okay
Because you are smiling, and I will interpret that as you are okay.
Say, I want to sit and say, oh, when I are okay,
I'll watch you well.
Show you
and be sure that you are okay.
Let me only say, I'm back.
Before
okay.
I expose my nakedness to you, otherwise, you stab me.
Yes, I want to be with me.
Because Absalom became offended for 3 years.
Absalom, that
David did not take a decision for his sister, Tamar, when Tamar was raped.
David, he raped them
and for 3 years, Bible says that Absalom did not say anything good and Absalom did not say anything bad. Absalom will come to church and will come and sit down quiet. Praise God, hallelujah.
Praise God, hallelujah.
God is good all the time.
And
he was offended 3 years because his father did not take a decision he wanted. And then after the 3 years, he set his brother up and killed his brother. His brother thought, oh, he's okay. He has thrown a party. He said, we should come. And he went and he killed him. Be careful about people who are hurt. Be very sure they are healed.
And baby, and make sure.
Don't be stupid. Don't fall into their trap stupidly. Be very careful. I get what I'm saying.
What's the answer for Penikan?
You just look at me like that. What I'm saying is very hard and true. Some of you fall into the trap of your enemies because you don't apply wisdom. And so, if you are in the church and you are offended, there are two ways. Somebody came to me. I showed him two ways. There are two ways for you to overcome offense. I get offended, though. I get offended. But these are the two ways. There are offenses you can work on yourself and let go. Without the person even knowing that you're offended.
Hello.
Oh, did you understand what I'm saying?
What's it? I'm
helping you. I'm teaching you something. There are things somebody will do to you, the person will not even know that you're offended, but you just help yourself. You go and sit yourself down and talk to yourself. Praise Charlie, this one is not worth it. Forgive. The Bible says, Baba, and work on yourself. And be okay.
That's why you're okay.
Then flow with the person. And the person is expecting whether you're, but you have let go. Without waiting for the person to come and say, I'm sorry. You have helped yourself. It is the best form of healing. But the Bible says that if the number one cannot work for you, because the thing, maybe the thing has entered into your heart. And Charlie, when you see the person and something is happening, Jesus says, go to the person.
Yes, he said,
and sit down with the person.
Now you need to
and tell the person that, oh, I'm really happy about the way you spoke to me the last time.
I was saying, make us
or now, about what happened between us.
And I said, yeah, of course.
Actually, the issue was this and that and that. It's not what you even think. Go and make peace with the person. Give the person an opportunity to say
sorry.
That is if you need it.
So yeah.
Give the person an opportunity to say sorry. Then, if the person still doesn't agree,
that's one gentleman.
Jesus said, go and take somebody else.
I said, go follow before sure.
An elder of the church.
As a penny was
or a pastor of the church.
And I was suffer.
Or a leader or a friend.
And now can you
come on to both of you and tell that person that will say, I have an issue with brother so so and so. I spoke to him about it, but he still didn't understand.
That's one.
But the thing really worries me, and I want to be okay, so I want us to go and then talk to him so that person will follow you or call a meeting, sit, and then will trust out the. Then Jesus says, if still the person doesn't agree, then know that the person is an unbeliever.
Know
that the person is not even a Christian at all. But he doesn't understand the Bible. He's not a Christian. Know that he's not a Christian. And just let him be. And then sort yourself out. That's how Jesus said we should solve problems. So it's either you have the capacity to forgive without even talking to the person about it. To me, that is best.
It will
solve all the meetings and all those things.
That meetings, nigga.
But if you think that the king is really affecting you, don't intentionally pretend that I'm okay.
Then
when you see that brother at rehearsals, you frown. When you see that leader, then your face is straight like 6 o'clock. Like, who are you deceiving?
Why now that I know?
Who are you deceiving? Tell somebody, help yourself.
So
that you can grow into
Jesus.
So that you can walk in love.
This
face you have carried about, who are you going to sell it to? This face you are carrying.
This face
you have packaged. This face you are carrying, where are you taking it to?
If an article.
This face that we are tickling you, cry, you're not
like. Yeah, no, cry.
What's wrong with you? Are you killing Lumi? We are tickling you, cry, because you're offended.
That's so painful.
Me, I have pastors, I have fathers. Oh,
me, I suffer from
way. I've been in church from age 10. So I can count the number of offenses that I have to today. Plenty. I've even lost count.
And permit me kind.
So if I'm keeping all those things in my heart, how will God use me? By this time I'll be obolo. Some of you, what you need is not a gym. You need to forgive. You are becoming obolo because of unforgiveness. Some of you don't need gym.
When you're gym now here, so they go for body chomp. Now so tea.
Now so tea, maybe. Hey, I like that. Amen.
Amen.
Clap your two hands for the Lord. So that is why I'm saying that it is the hardest thing.
Anything I say, I don't know ethne.
Walking in love.
So what Nancy will do.
But that is what the Bible says when we do, we'll be looking like Jesus.
I better say yes.
Be looking like him.
I'd say yes.
A lot of people will say, hey, Charlie, I can't know your Christian power. Wait till me the idea we are channel. Wow. There is no better way to show that you are a Christian than to forgive and love people.
There's
no better way. If I'm listing things that people have done to me, I'm not sure the Holy Ghost should be working with me if I'm still carrying things in my
head.
And so let's go. So that you can grow into the image of Jesus. Lift up your hand and say that I'm free from offense. Lift up your right hand and say I'm free from offenses. Talk to God 1 minute. Talk to God 1 minute. Talk to God. Say, Lord, help me to forgive Bridget. Help me to forgive this brother. Help me to forgive this sister. Help me to forgive my auntie. Help me to forgive that person that is becoming difficult for me to let go. I say that now you cannot go for rehearsal. Now you have stopped rehearsal. Now you cannot go for meetings. Now you cannot go to work for God. Now you don't come to church. You come to church once in a while because of offense. Offended. And you are saying I'm okay.
And I'll say okay.
Ask God for help. Pray and ask God for help.
Pray and
ask God for help. Otherwise, you will change.
Yes, sir.
And the devil will win over you. You think the way you are spiritual, the devil likes it.
Yes,
the way you are anointed, the devil likes it. You think where God wants to get you to, the devil wants it. He will use offense to destroy it. But you can overcome if you walk in love. Clap your two hands together for
them.
Help us, Lord. Number 4. Fellowshipping together with the brethren. Ephesians 4 verse 16.
Fellowshipping,
coming to church.
Sorry,
it's one of the ways that we can grow into Christ. That we can look like Jesus. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 16.
Ephesians 4 verse 16.
The Bible says, from whom the whole body joined and connected together by every joint and every supply, according to the effective working, by which every part gives its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself.
Now,
a lot of you may be confused, but what is he trying to say?
this is the body. Everybody watch me. This is the body. This is the what?
Body.
This is the body. Now Jesus is the head.
Yes,
and we are the rest of the
body.
Some of us, we are the hand. Some of us, we are the stomach. Some of us, we are the chest. Some of us, we are the thigh. Some of us, we are the legs. Some of us, we are the knee. Some of us, we are the foot. Some of us, we are even the ankle. Some of us, we are the small toes. Some of us, we are even the hair. Some of us, we are these fingers. We are different.
Yes,
that's why we are not the same.
Anything
you
have,
I'm the one by you. Who are you?
Mister, say,
when I look at how maybe you are what? Are you the tie or you are the toe? Give your neighbor something. Look at him and give him something. Who is Nicosia? Charlie, spy him and assign him something. Some are saying you are the teeth. Because they see you are very sharp. You are very, very sharp. I heard someone tell someone that you are the mouth. Because you like talking. You see people know you, who you are in your body. Some of you are the legs. Because when we say we want to do something, you champion it. We rely on you. So carry us there. Listen, and this scripture is saying that,
trust me,
for the body, for you to grow up, for the hand to grow, for the leg to grow, so that the whole body has grown together. Every part of the body must contribute something.
I was saying,
all the joints,
joints,
the ligaments, the muscles, the tissues,
the
body parts, they must all contribute for the body to grow together. Is it true? That is why if they cut one side or something happens that blocks supply to that side will become small and die. Because it is not participating in the work. You see that the hand that you use is stronger than the other one you don't use. Hello, have you realized that? The hand you really use, what we call righty, lefty. If you're righty, your right is always stronger than your left. If you're lefty, your left is always strong because it contributes more. So those who are very active in their body, they are stronger than those who are not active. That's how it is in the church. See that members who are very active, they are very committed, very strong members than those who just come and go. They can easily die off. Are you following what I'm saying? And this scripture is saying that for the body to grow together, it must perform its function in love. It must perform its function in love.
Now,
that is what we call fellowship. Say fellowship. The body fellowships with itself. The body fellowships with its members. When we gather, some are turning on sound. Some are singing. Some are playing. Some came to sweep and clean. Some are out there inviting people. Some are filming. Some are preaching. Everybody is doing something. As we are all contributing, we call it fellowship. It helps us to grow to become like Jesus. It helps our spiritual life to become strong. Because we are involved.
But those who stop coming here,
now when I will jai happen,
and they start staying at home,
now what shall I say to them?
The day they will come to church, they feel very different. It looks like the church has moved on. You see that it feels like they are sick.
As one yari,
it feels like there's something not right.
As the B B N N Y,
because you are not contributing anything. You are not fellowshipping with us. You don't come around. You don't add to the work. You are like that hand that has been cut.
Why does this hand stand away catching
it? It will die. It will die with time. Tell somebody, listen. Coming to church is a very important thing. Fellowshipping with other children of God is very important. Jesus wants the hand to be present. How many of you want your hand to be absent? So that I pray for it to be absent. How many of you want your leg to be absent? So that maybe I ask God to set for something that will take your leg. May never be your portion.
Amen.
The same way you want every member of your body to be present, Jesus wants you to be present in church. Tell somebody, Jesus wants you to be present.
Catch up, say, yes, sorry.
Jesus wants you to be present in church.
Yes, sorry.
Jesus wants you to be present at rehearsals.
Yes, rehearsals.
Jesus wants you to be present for us to work together.
Yes,
Jesus wants you to be present in the fellowship meetings.
Yes,
in the cell meetings. Don't stay home. Don't stop coming around.
Amen. That's what I hope.
And don't believe that the lie of unbelievers. Do you know the lie of unbelievers?
Yeah, I throw I what one I want GDN in a rasol.
Can you tell me the lie of unbelievers?
Yeah, one I want GDN.
The lie of unbelievers. They have two lies.
One won't throw me, you know.
The first lie is that God is everywhere, so I can worship God in my house.
Send your couple baby and make me ask me where do we see.
And the second lie is that mu kwasoy. These are the two deceptions the devil plants in the eyes, in the ears of people, or the heart of people who must go to hell.
Yes, I didn't know.
So that they will never respect the gathering together.
So that Hebrews chapter 10.
Hebrews chapter 10.
Hebrew 4 Matthew.
Verse
25.
Hebrews chapter 10.
Hebrew 4.
He said, give me a softer version. Everybody watch it. The next time the devil gives you this deception, answer him with this scripture. One, go. Stop it, stop it. Some are not reading. Everybody be upstanding.
Obi be answering that and that one so.
I'll bring you the microphone at the back if you are not reading. The one by you who is not reading, are you guilty of what Pastor is teaching?
The original one channel on kind of business and said the air kind of quote yawana.
Why is that all of a sudden you have become so cold? All of a sudden it's like you are not interested in what is going on.
Yeah,
I know the one who was dancing during praises time.
Yeah, now start up and here to you.
Ah, yeah. Why you not the one dancing?
And you know that
was. So why is that all of a sudden you have become so cold?
Why you do?
Paul says that because I spoke the truth, now you are not happy.
I'll
keep preaching. Should I stop it?
No.
I'll keep preaching. Everybody, read it. Read it loudly. I'm coming to give you a microphone, so in case your voice is too low. Everybody, read it loudly. One, go. Shepherds, you now see what we are battling with. People don't like church. As the days of Paul says that as the habits of some people are. There are some people, it's their habit.
Yeah.
Sunday after Sunday, I can have meetings with people. They'll promise me, Sisi are there. Next week, dear.
last 2 weeks like this, I had a meeting with someone right after church. And I told the person, Charlie, we are working together. The way you don't like coming here, it's affecting me. Make sure that you come. Because then the person said, oh, don't worry. Don't worry. Ah, they see out there. Maba. 2 weeks, Abba. It looks like it's like that. You will talk and talk and talk. As some habitually do. But encouraging each other. Charlie, encourage the person by that. Charlie, come to church. Fellowship with us. Fellowship. Don't break fellowship.
Sorry.
Jesus wants you to be present.
Yes, sorry.
You are the leg. Jesus wants you to be present.
We are nine. Yes,
you are the hand. Jesus wants you to always be present.
Yes, sir. Sorry.
Because the day you don't come, then we are struggling.
That one man here, bro.
We are struggling with the worship. We are struggling with something because you are the hand. You didn't come. You are the leg. You didn't come for fellowship. It's affecting the whole body.
The
Bible says that if we are going to grow, we should contribute one to another in fellowship. That is why the devil doesn't want you to go to church. That's why the devil is telling you that you are better off if you stay at home. That's why the devil is telling you that, don't you feel that of late, your joy in the church is gone. Your joy. The devil is the one telling you that your joy is gone and you have believed it. Say, see how there. I say,
I'm not sorry anymore.
I didn't echo. And then it all. And then it's here. And then it happened here. I didn't start with. The Bible says that you started hot. Why are you ending cold?
Which I said, now what, Derry? Why?
Those of you who have been dancing at praises, now your love is going down. Have you gotten a girlfriend in the church? Because of late, I don't see you dancing at all. You've left the dancing for me.
Yes.
Or they have landed something. Have you landed someone around? I'll start investigating. Because when you see people dancing, they don't dance, but sometimes they've gotten someone in the church. So now they are shy to come and dance.
Yes.
I'm not saying so, but it's a question. Yeah. It's just a question I'm asking. But why are you ending cold? This is not how you started.
And yes, saying I was saying.
Is this how you started?
Say now, shall I say now?
Is this how you were coming to church?
Say that now, but sorry.
So what has happened?
Then see.
Small money God gave you. Small job that you got. Small opportunity that you got. Small broken heart that you got. Small offense that you got. Small unforgiveness that you cannot forgive. Now you can't come to church. Because you say your heart has left.
Wow.
May God forgive you. If we are all permitted for our heart to live, like me too, my heart would have gone a long time. Abraham, do you know what church members have done to me? Do you know what church members are still doing to me? Like by now, I would be in another country. Oh yes, you think you are the only person who has passport? You think so? If I follow you, I won't apply for visa right now. I have a lot of people in the States. I have many people outside the country. If I want to travel, I'll go. It's not today. Long time. But
It has never been my interest. But if me too, I say I'll follow, my heart has left the church. That thing you are saying. That my joy has left the church. Help yourself. Me, I'm helping myself how to handle you. I'm helping myself how to handle you. Ungrateful. As some of you are. Me, I'm helping myself how to handle you. Yeah. I'm helping me myself. I'm trying to still be a Christian. Still take care of people's children. I'm still trying. I'm doing hard that I will not change. Some are hurting me. They want me to change. But I'm trying. That's how I say that I can still help the next generation. You say your spirit has left the church. Me, I caught it in the air. I caught it. It was going. I grabbed it like that. I grabbed it. I said, you are going nowhere. Shout, I'm going nowhere. Do not stay away from our meetings as some habitually do, but encourage each other, especially when you see that the end is coming. That means that when Jesus is coming, one of the signs will be that people, Christians, will not like going to church. They will like social media. They will say, I'll join online. It's a sign that Jesus is coming. And all the more, as you see the day, when you see that Jesus is coming,
so we say yes, super.
That's when you must go to church more, because people will not like to go to church.
And
in the advent of technology, many will not go to church. They will stay in their house watching movie, join online and comment. From the opening prayer, they will comment. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I connect to the altar. Then they'll go and watch and eat and do everything they will do. Then they'll come back 45 minutes time.
45
minutes. I receive it. Preach on, Pastor. Then they'll go again. Then they'll come during the announcement and say, I'll be in church next week.
Come on, Bishop.
So you see them beginning. You see them in the middle. And you see them at the end. So you would think they were in the service. To them. They have successfully tricked you. To them, they don't know you know them. They think they have successfully tricked you. Like they've done very well. But don't forget, it's a sign that the day is drawing near. Lift up your two hands.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.